Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing President Donald Trump's speech to a joint session of Congress Tuesday night here in Washington, D.C. U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the joint session of Congress Tuesday night, capping some of the most important first weeks of any U.S. president. Usually known as the State of the Union, in non-inauguration years, the address provided Trump with a public stage to lay out his vision for the U.S. economy and immigration policy and allowed him to defend recent decisions to cut the federal workforce and confront Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In his first address 6 weeks after his return to White House in his second term, President Trump said his administration has managed to secure the country's borders, calling it, I quote, the most sweeping border and immigration crackdown in American history, of quote. He said his administration has accomplished more in 43 days than most administrations accomplished in 4 years or 8 years. To date, Trump has signed nearly 80 executive orders, several of which are being challenged in court. Mr. Trump lauded early steps taken by his administration to slash the bureaucrats, order steep tariffs on America's closest trading partners, and pressure Ukraine to stop fighting against a Russian invasion. As Trump spoke, Democrats watched and made their protests clear. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakuswara has this report.
President Donald Trump's Tuesday evening speech marks his first address to a joint session of Congress since he began his second term on January 20.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
But barely 5 minutes in, the Democratic representative Al Green of Texas began shouting that Trump had, quote, no mandate to cut Medicaid, the government aid program for medical coverage for low-income people.
Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir.
Green was escorted out. Trump highlighted the steep tariffs he enacted Tuesday on China and U.S. neighbors Mexico and Canada. These top three U.S. trading partners have threatened retaliation, sending financial markets tumbling amid fears of a new trade war.
There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that. It won't be much.
Earlier this week, Trump paused military aid to Ukraine, following last week's combative Oval Office meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky over a deal that would give the U.S. rights to Ukrainian rare earth minerals. It's part of his efforts to press Kyiv to take a deal to end the fight against Russia's invasion of the country.
Simultaneously, we've had serious discussions with Russia and have received strong signals that they are ready for peace.
In delivering the Democrats' response, Senator Alisa Slotkin of Michigan highlighted Trump's fiery exchange with Zelensky.
And that scene in the Oval Office wasn't just a bad episode of reality TV. It summed up Trump's whole approach to the world. He believes in cozying up to dictators like Vladimir Putin and kicking our friends like the Canadians in the teeth. He sees American leadership as merely a series of real estate transactions.
Other Democrats signaled their protest while Trump spoke, wearing pink to call attention to Trump's policies they say negatively impact women and families, and holding signs including Musk steals.
Doge. Perhaps you've heard of it. Perhaps.
Referring to efforts by tech billionaire Elon Musk to slash federal bureaucracy by canceling government contracts and firing tens of thousands of federal employees.
And any federal bureaucrat who resists this change will be removed from office immediately. Because we are draining the swamp.
Again, the Democrats' response from Slotkin.
You want to cut waste? I'll help you do it. But change doesn't need to be chaotic or make us less safe. The mindless firing of people who work to protect our nuclear weapons, keep our planes from crashing, and conduct the research that finds the cure for cancer, only to rehire them 2 days later? No CEO in America could do that without being summarily fired.
Trump credited himself for the drop in the number of migrants illegally crossing the U.S. southern border.
The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed was a new president.
Sitting with First Lady Melania Trump were guests whose life experiences amplify her husband's agenda, including an activist against transgender athletes in women's sports and the family of a woman killed by an undocumented immigrant. Trump repeated his calls to take back the Panama Canal and take over Greenland, but not his demands to expel Palestinians from Gaza. He spoke for an hour and 40 minutes, the longest presidential speech to Congress. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
However, as you heard, the response to President Trump's speech, Senator Elisa Slotkin, who gave the Democratic Party response, said the country needs to make changes in a responsible way and should be an engaged leader in an interconnected world. With that report, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are discussing U.S. President Donald Trump's address to a joint session of Congress Tuesday night, capping some of the most important first weeks of any U.S. president. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Zimbabwean political commentators who are based here in the United States of America. That's Mr. Kuda Bejana, who is based in Texas, and Mr. Tawanda Zokora, who is in North Dakota. Welcome to our show, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Jonga.
Let me start with you, Mr. Zokora. We heard President Donald Trump's State of the Union address Tuesday night. What were the highlights that you can point out?
Quite a number of highlights, some positive and some negative. The few things that I can touch on is the issue of tariffs or taxes that the United States has already started giving out to other countries. If it is true that countries like South Korea and many others, including China, have been charging high tariffs to the United States, then I think President Trump is very justified in charging equally punitive tariffs against these countries. He also talked about the agricultural sector, saying that the agricultural goods that have been brought from other countries are also going to be tariffed heavily, which automatically means it's going to boost the agricultural sector in the United States. It means the farmers here do not have to compete with foreign goods. But on the flip side, foreign goods are always cheaper than locally made goods. So that means we might see a slight increase in prices in agricultural goods. But at the same time, the agricultural sector, the farmers in the United States of America will be able to get more money, make more money, and maybe start growing more. And the agriculture-based industries will also start to blossom. And then the good thing, especially to many people, to many workers, is the issue of taxes on overtime and tips. He declared again that there will not be overtime. The overtime and tips will not be taxed. And personally, as a worker, I'm looking forward to that because it means more money in my pocket. And then he also talked about taxes, reduced the taxes on cars. And he stressed that those taxes will be applied to only American-made cars. I think that's a welcome development because that will also boost the automotive industry in America. Cheaper cars have been coming in from foreign nations, but those will not be, people will not benefit from the tax cuts that President Trump talked about.
Thank you.
On the flip side, okay.
Yes, you can. I'll come back to you for the flip side. Let me give Mr. Okay. Bejana a chance to respond to what you said or to add on what President Trump said last night. Mr. Bejana, did President Trump say what you were expecting?
Well, I think the president did very well. This was a very good speech by the president. The president is rebalancing the scales, so to speak, because we have had the Democratic administration of President Joe Biden, which introduced some very, very controversial and radical policies, especially their social policies. You see, like last night, President Trump was talking about the need to remove boys from girls' sports. It's a good reminder to people that the Republican Party is a conservative party that promotes conservative values. You know, they believe in traditional values, in traditional family and social values. Mm-hmm. So I was very happy to hear the president hitting very, very hard on that. And as I was saying, that's a rebalancing of the scales from that radical social agenda of the Democratic Party, where, I mean, we have heard about this, boys in girls' sports, boys in female bathrooms, and things like that. And as the previous speaker was saying, you know, The economic agenda of the Trump administration is quite refreshing. It will take quite a while for people to get adjusted to economic and financial sanity, you know, because we have had multiple administrations from both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party who were spending money like drunken sailors. The fiscal spending of the American government has been very, very unaudited. It has been quite, you know, I mean, it hasn't been making sense whatsoever. So from President Trump giving a shout out to the Dodge department headed by Elon Musk, you know, he is bringing back again traditional economic conservative policies, you know, by slashing waste, fraud, and abuse in the American government. You heard him talk about, you know, a lot of money that has been paid through the Social Security Administration
to people
that perhaps don't even exist. So there is a lot of rebalancing that the president did, and the speech highlighted that quite well.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Let me go back to Mr. Dzokora. Mr. Dzokora, I cut you short. You wanted to add on what you were saying. Please give us the flip side.
Yeah, the flip side is something that people have been talking about, that they've even started missing Joe Biden because Joe Biden did that very well. It looks like Mr. Trump from his speech is preparing to take America from the world stage. Mr. Biden and the Democrats made sure that America remained the world leader. But from the way things are going right now, I don't think America will continue to command the respect that it has always commanded. There seem also to be a shortage of diplomacy when it comes to dealing with the U.S. Foreign policy. If you look at the embarrassment treatment of the Ukraine president at the White House and what President Trump is trying to propose in terms of what Ukraine should do and what Russia should do. From the way I understand it, it looks like they want Ukraine to give in to certain concessions that will give an advantage to Russia. And Ukraine is having none of
yes.
it.
And yes.
also other European countries.
Sorry, ndikubatei muromo wadzokora. Rambai muri parunare. Taita mtereri wekutanga apina mchirongwa. Regai tinzwe mtereri. Hello? Hello?
Baba Magadivo.
Ndaka Simba Magadivo, ndava moyo here ndokumbira mutauro wonezwi riri pamusoro hamusi kunyatsonzwikwa.
Ndiva moyo regai ndikupasei navadzokora na vamwe baba ndakoshwa mutsara vo sorry.
Tina vabhejana.
Baba vabhejana regai ndikupasei. Aiwa tikutanga regai nditende zvangu varume vamina vevavo. Nekutaura kwaari kuitawo nini regai ndipo muno munokurumidzawo. Nokumuko kwataita tichiona na 4 o'clock a.m. Sandafarira zvangu kutaura kwaita vaTrump semunhu anofarira anotevera Mwari anamata panhau dzejenda dzandifadza zvikuru tinoziva kuti ranga riri dambudziko munzvimbo dzakawana kuti sevafundisi tanga tisingachakwanisi kuparidza takasununguka saka nhau yakafanira yandifadza zvikuru uye futi nenhau yekusports kuti vamwe navavo ngavatambe kutamba kwavo uye futi izve nenhau yokunzi madzimai kana chimhanyowo makilomita akawanda vukadzi achiva 5 hours something dai aitwawo mashoni zvakanaka izvozvo uye futi izve tandinongoshuvira kubatanidza vanhu ndoshuviro yedu yatinoshuvirawo zvikuru pasi pezuva zvatinoona kuti America inyika yanga yakatariswa nepasi rino rose nokuzotaura kwavaita panhau yekuukraine president veko kuti vachano kuti akashungudzika zvikuru patakamboona neFriday vachiratidza kudonzerana asi ndakafarira kana vatungamiri vachiudzwa pachena sezve vachiudzana pachena sezviya zviya zvinoratidza zvinhu zvakanaka zvidai zvairamba zvichitiwa kuti vatungamiri vatsiura nenzira yakaita seiya zvinoratidza kuti zvinhu zvakanaka saka tinongokurudzira chokuti dai kuukraine hondo yakapera nokuti kwafa vanhu vakati wande saka aizvi zvinji zvazvo takazvinzwira zvavakanga vachitaura vaTrump dai Mwari akaita kuti zviitike nokuti panyika pasangana-sangana nenhau yakupisa tota nezvayo vachitaura nhau yekuzvikoro kuti vamwe vana vanga vakuchinjwa vachiti muviri yakakurisa saka kana Mwari akosvika wakadaro muviri uwo wakangunaka wakadaro sazvo zvakanaka nokuvanawo kuti vangozvida sezvavari nokuti pamudengana akangosvika nomuviri wakasiyana-siyana ndozvazviri saka ndinoda kutenda
ndinotenda vamoyo tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much. That was Mr. Richard Moyo, who called us from South Africa. He said he was impressed by President Donald Trump's speech last night, and he also touched on the issue of gender, and he says he agrees with what President Trump is saying and is trying to making it straight that gender be identified, girls on their own, boys on their own. That's a topic that we'll also be looking at. Let me go back to Mr. Dzokora. Mr. Dzokora, sorry, I cut you short. 30 seconds.
Okay, that's fine. So I was saying the world is becoming a village. In fact, it's already a village. We want to see America working with other countries, other foreign nations, better than the way we are seeing the relationship that we are seeing between Ukraine and the USA.
Thank
it looks
you.
Like America may be favoring Russia. And then the last point, very important point, is what Elon Musk said about the social security, which Mr. Trump didn't really refute, that the social security is a Ponzi scheme. I think that's very unfortunate because I am a contributor for the social security and I'm expecting to retire and get money out of my social security. But from the way things are, I don't know if my social security money will wake up there tomorrow morning. It looks like it might be wiped away or it might not be there. We are just hanging in there holding our stomachs.
Thank you so much.
We hope that something won't go wrong.
Thank you so much. Let me give Mr. Bejana the opportunity to respond. Mr. Bejana, you heard what Mr. Dzokora just said. I know you are itching to give your response.
Yes. Mr. Kadebir, yes, I think people need to really understand American history and American constitutionalism when you are arguing and debating these matters. The first thing is that the American president, according to the constitution of this country, is an executive president. He is not a ceremonial president. So what an executive president is somebody who has the power to actually institute changes. And this country being a democratic republic, the president is the only figure in the country, the only politician in the country who is voted for by the citizens of this country from all the 50 states. Other politicians are voted for in their states and in their localities. So the president has the mandate of the people to institute the changes that he campaigned on. The president spent a lot of time telling the American people his ideas and his plans and his vision, and they voted for him because they agreed to that. So going back to the issue of America on the foreign stage, if you study American philosophy, this country is a hotbed for political theory and political philosophy. American isolationism has been the standard. This idea of America engaging, you know, in excessive foreign military adventures, most of them misadventures, actually, is actually new. It started after the Second World War, and as we have seen, it's been an unmitigated disaster. I want to remind you that, you know, President Wilson tried to make America, if you study your high school history, he proposed the creation of the League of Nations, but the Republican Congress during that time, it refused for America to even join the League of Nations. That's why the League of Nations failed. So it's not new if at some point President Trump comes out and he says he wants to withdraw the United States from the United Nations, or if he says he wants to withdraw the United States from NATO. It actually has been the standard in American history, and that only changed after the Second World War, when America was the only remaining global superpower.
Thank you.
With Europe being shattered by Hitler. So that's been the standard. I think I'll just conclude by saying that people have to understand that presidential power is real. A president actually has the mandate, the constitutional mandate, to do the things that he says he's going to do.
Thank you.
I think at this point we have to deal with that reality.
Thank you so much. Rakaendende kuna vadzokora. Vadzokora, takanzwa Trump achibata nyaya upfumi. Tiri kuona vari kutaurayo kuti vari kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika. Panguva imwe chete vanhu muhurumende umu vari kumbomiswa mabasa mumapazi akasiyana siyana. Munoona zviri kuita here zvavari kutaura kuti vari kugadzirisa upfumi panguva imwe chete vanhu vari kumiswa mabasa?
Aiwa, iyo inyaya iri kutotemesa vanhu musoro, nekuti taiziva kuti munhu ukapinda mubasa rehurumende wanopinda basa raunoziva kuti uchabuda waakuenda kumudya ndigere. Asi tiri kuona kuti hazvisirizvo zviri kuitika. Vanhu vari kungomiswa mabasa ipapo pasina urongwa hwakanakisa zvakare hwokuti vanhu ivava vachabatsirwa sei nehurumende. Maitiro avo avari kuita naMusk ndeyekutoti havatodi kuti vanhu vabatsirike, vapihwe mari kana rubatsiro nehurumende. Saka tiri kuona vanhu ivavo vari kuburitswa vachizotanga kunetseka. Saka handifunge kuti zvinoreva chinhu kuti tiri kugadzirisa nyika, asi vamwe vanhu vachitanga kutambura. Kwozoitawo nyaya dzavari ku dzavari kuita dzekudenana nedzimwe nyika. Ndiri kuona kuti America icharasikirwa nezvinhu zvayanga ichiwana, zvayanga ichishandisa muno, zvicherwa nechii nezvimwe zvinenge zvaakuendeswa kune dzimwe nyika, zvinenge zvaakutengeserwa dzimwe nyika. America yosara isina zvekushandisa zvakakwana, kana kuti zvainenge ichiwana kunyika shoma dzainenge ichiwirana nadzo zvinenge zvava kuti dhurei, zvinozoita kuti kuno kuti tange kutenga zvinhu zvichidhura. Makatotarisa iko zvino mitengo yakatokwira muAmerica. Saka tokutarisira kuti zvicharamba zvichidaro, asi tenge tichiziva kuti vemabhizimisi vari kuita zvinhu izvozvo vanenge vachiwana mazimari akawandisa. Saka ndiri kuona kunge pachaita kugeda gweda kwemeno pamberi apo, vanhu vachachema, tichachema taona zvinhu zvachinja muAmerica.
Ndinotenda vadzokora, rambai muri parunhare. Mr. Bejana, some Americans are not happy that the Trump administration is laying off people instead of creating more jobs for everyone. What's your take on this?
Well, to say that the American government or the Trump administration is laying off people, I think that's a bit of a mischaracterization, Mr. Gadamiri, because these are government workers. And as you know, that this is one of the best economies in the world. Our economy in America is the size of, you know, more upwards, northwards of $20 trillion. So the private sector here is quite robust. What the problem that we had with the Biden administration is that they kept on falsifying employment records, saying that, you know, they were creating lots of jobs when those jobs were merely government jobs. It's very easy for a government, for a politician or for a bureaucrat to create a job. They will just create a job out of nowhere and give it to somebody. But if you are in the private sector, for you to create a job, it's an actual job because, you know, you have a need for labor somewhere, and then you satisfy that need by hiring somebody. So I think that it's a very good move by the Trump administration to reduce the size of the government. That will also reduce the size of regulations that are coming from politicians and thus stifling economic development and economic growth in the country. And this is not new. I think I've said on previous appearances here that, you know, the Trump administration and the Make America Great Again movement has a libertarian bent to it. And libertarians and conservatives in general, they believe in a smaller government. They want the government to be small. They want there to be less government involvement in the lives of private citizens. So the less people we have working for the government is good, because that those people that are being laid off will be automatically absorbed into the private sector. And I think the Trump administration is doing a great job in actually laying down the essential structural changes that will make this economy vibrant enough to be able to soak in the people that are losing their jobs in Washington, D.C.
Thank you so much. Let's hear from Mr. Dzokora. What, Dzokora, may you respond to what Mr. Bejana just said?
Handisi kuona zvavari kutaura zvichishanda. Ndiri kutoona kuti vapfumi vemuno muAmerica nevemaitirwo ari kuitwa navaTrump naElon Musk vacharamba vachingoita vapfumi. Varombo vachangoramba vari varombo. Zvavari kutaura zvekuti hurumende inopa vanhu vashandi vanofanira kunge vari vashoma hazvingoitwi chete. Zvinoda kuitwa wogadzirira vanhu ivavo kuti pavari kunge vasiri pamabasa vasati vawana mabasa, nekuti private sector kwavari kutaura kwacho hakusati kwaane mabasa. Chero kuno kwatiri kumaoiri kwainzi drill baby drill, hakuna chati chatombotanga kudriliwa. Vanhu vatiri kutotaura vatoti hakuna chiri kutombouya. Saka vanhu ivavo vari kuenda kupi vachatambura?
Ndinotenda vadzokora. Unfortunately, we have to end today's discussion here. Thank you, Mr. Tawanda Dzokora and Mr. Kuda Bejana, for being on Live Talk. And also thank you to our callers and viewers out there. That brings us to the end of the show. My name is Jonga Kandemiri, signing off in Washington, D.C.